What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Okay, joining me now on the call, we have head coach of my West Allegheny Indians, Mr. Troy Regard. How are you, sir?
Good. How's it going, bud?
Doing real good. Doing real good.
How are you up to?
Not much, brother. Super pumped up to have you on. Super excited to talk about the Indians, as always. Okay, brother, who do you have wrestling in college? Who's doing things post-high school?
We have Ty Waters at West Virginia. We have three guys at West Lib, Jordan Waters, Ty McGeary, and Nico Taddy. All four of them are doing big things. And then JT Holyfield for Waynesburg as well. So
nice. Nice, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay. How's the offseason program going for you guys this year?
I mean, we do practices here and there, but mostly we have gladiators in our backyard. It's a wrestling club, and most of my guys go up there about two or three times a week to wrestle. I mean, drill live to wrestle for the club. So it makes it real easy. Justin Waters, my assistant, he runs it. So it's a pretty good thing. I'll stop up here and there.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, as you get into the off-season program, getting into the start of the season, obviously you lost a couple really, hammer seniors for the program, Nico Taddy, Ty Waters, guys who've been around the program since they've been little babies. Not that you can replace those guys, but who's stepping into the leadership role for those guys? Who's going to be your captains this year?
I mean, we definitely have one captain, it's Sean Taylor. I mean, he's been vocal this season so far. Big expectations from him. He's been training his tail off ever since that state finals match. So I can count on him to be a captain, a leader. But we also have some seniors like Nick Jones, Kaden Harbert made it states, Chase Sheppis, Cade Stern. And they're kind of showing the younger guys the way. And they work hard. They bring energy to the room, and that's all I want.
Love that. Love that. Okay. How about on the other side of the coin, freshmen or newcomers to the lineup we need to keep our eye on?
We had a couple guys in junior high, whether they're freshmen or ninth graders, that are moving up into a varsity role. Our freshman class was a little bit smaller this year, so some of them are staying down junior high. Some of them are going to come up to varsity. But we'll see how they do before we start talking about them. But, I mean, we have a couple new guys in the lineup, and hopefully they do well. Hopefully you hear about them within the first couple weeks.
Ooh, I love that. Let them make a name for themselves. Good stuff, Troy. Okay, next thing I have. You mentioned Justin Waters is coming back and is one of your assistants. Who else is on the staff helping you out this year?
Ron Neuer he's like incredible. He was a teacher. I mean, he's a teacher at West Allegheny. Mm-hmm. So he helps me get practice going, helps the guys transition from school to the practice room. Because I get there at like 3:15 and he's usually has them warmed up and drilling already. I have volunteers also. Like Mark Vaughn, Jimmy Morocco, Jake Leninsky.
Next thing I got, room games. What do you guys get into? Kickball, dodgeball, handball. What do you guys get into?
By the time I get there, they better not be playing a game, to be honest.
Come on, Troy. You got to give them a bone every once in a while, brother.
I mean, they could play a game before I get there from after school to practice. But by the time I get there, it's like it's time to work hard. You know, and I mean, we might have a practice here and there. If I like what I saw, that we might play like a dodgeball or handball type of deal like we did last year. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. Next thing I have on the dock schedule, man, what's it look like for you guys this year? Traditionally, you know, Powerade's always been part of the schedule. But what's it look like for you guys and how are you getting these guys prepared for the end of the year?
I mean, we're going to start off with Moon Dolls. It's nice little easier competition than some of our other tournaments. Then we'll go to King of the Mountain, and that's middle of the state. And you're going to get tested. Tough kids out there. I mean, it's PA, middle of the state. We'll go to Powerade. Then we have the MAG tournament, kind of like a Moon Dolls type deal. And then we end with Midwinter Mayhem. So we're trying to get team camaraderie at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year to make a push.
So that Midwinter Mayhem, is that the one over at IUP? That's a nice tournament.
Yeah. They have 50 teams in it this year. We won it last year, actually. Crazy. But glad to be back into that one. It was real good for our guys last year.
Yeah, man. It's always good to get the kids away, get them out of the element a little bit, get them on the road. It's always good.
For sure.
Okay, social medias. How can we follow your squad this year?
There's a West Day Wrestling Twitter. I have a Twitter. We have a Facebook as well. Working on the Instagram, so should be good to go.
Cool. Okay, last thing I got before I ask you the last question. Goals and expectations you have for the squad, man. I know that last year. For me personally, it was hell of a ride to watch you guys do your thing, man. Really good squad. Came up short against Connellsville, team wise, but you put together some really good individual runs. Ty gets his second state championship. Sean falls just short. You get a couple other guys, or Caden gets the states. What's the expectations for the squad, man?
I mean, we want 2 to 4 guys to get the states this year. Team wise, I just want these guys to go out and compete, be aggressive, score points. And that's the name of the game right now.
Nice.
So we want some medals.
I love that. Good stuff. Okay. Anything or anyone you want to shout out before we leave you go, my friend?
West Allegheny School District, McBain, all the kids' parents with all their support, and UD Hall for the wrestling community. Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for taking time out and hanging out with me.
No problem, Bob.
All right, buddy. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye.